Tonight on TS.
Two words is all you got. Jeez.
Okay, I'm better now. Tonight on TMS PM, they need to keep the X-Files going.
De Pope, he no like it to Trump.
I love that he's not even Italian, yet we do it anyway. Yeah. Should Deadpool host SNL?
Chewie wants you to see the script.
The Witch sticks with you.
Esports with Garrett.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM. This is the PM edition of TMS, brought to you by patreon.com/TMS, because you guys support us there, and that gives you a fifth show a week for nothing. Well, other than signing up and being part of it.
Well, you get, yeah, that's all you have to do, though.
There's some confusion out there that if you don't support the Patreon, you don't get this episode. But I don't know why they're confused, because it's on the feed and you're getting it regardless.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Still comes up in the RSS feed. Yep. You get it no matter what. However, some of you get it by paying for it. Some of you steal it.
Yeah. Some of you basically. Some of you are sneaky bastards and no better than. No, that's not true. We love you all.
Pretty soon, we're going to make this thing only available on Tidal.
Yeah.
It's only going to be available on Tidal. That's the only way you're going
to
get it.
My people are talking to what's his name? What's his name? Who runs Tidal?
Who runs Tidal Town?
He's married to the Beyonce. What's his name? Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
He's one of the founding dudes. That's my Jay-Z impression.
Really?
It's not very good. Clearly. I'm like Jerry Seinfeld's Godfather impression. Do you remember that? That was a classic. Anyway, it's time to talk about some stuff. We got Garrett later, I hope, and some of your questions via Twitter and all that. I have an opinion I want to share.
Okay, please do.
And I'm serious about this. I want this to be a thing, and I'm bugged that it may not be a thing. But I want the X-Files to not go away again.
After six episodes?
Yeah. I know we're at five and we got one left. And I just watched... I'm behind. I just finished two. Or three, sorry. Three. And...
this was the episode with Riss, yeah, right? With Murray?
Yeah, with Murray. Band meeting? Band meeting, he said.
So many great Easter eggs in that one.
Yeah. It's a fantastic episode. Mm-hmm. And it's so indicative of the old Monster of the Week episodes they used to do.
Right.
And... I love how self-aware it is. I absolutely freaking loved it.
Here's my opinion. After you see, you've got two episodes to catch up. When you see the fifth episode, I've got an opinion.
Okay.
That may have an effect on what you're asking for.
All right.
Wanting it to continue.
Okay.
But
so I need to get caught up then.
You need to get caught up.
All right.
Four is great, and five. I mean, they've all been really, really good. But I feel like Chris Carter is so the original run of the X-Files. I don't know, seven seasons. I want to say.
I thought it was nine, but the last two were T-1000 was in there.
Robert Patrick. Yeah. I thought he came in season five, was around for two seasons, and then the last season Mulder came back.
You might be right. I can't remember. Did Mulder come back?
I thought he did at the very end.
He came back. Saying, movies didn't work out, so
right.
Exactly. Did this again. Yeah.
Anyway, regardless, I guess, wow. Is this saying 10 seasons? Maybe 10 seasons.
I think it was 9 or 10, something like that.
Okay.
Well, this is the 10th season, so it was 9 seasons because we are in the 10th right now.
Oh, right. There you go. Okay. So, yeah, 9 seasons. And am I thinking, I don't know if I'm thinking of the movies. Regardless, we had 9 seasons, not including the current ones.
Right.
And Chris Carter kind of had this little formula,
yeah.
Right? Every episode was either going to be the Monster of the Week,
mm-hmm.
or a mythology episode,
right?
That kind of pushed the whole overarching story forward,
yeah.
Kind of a humor episode, like
right.
Clyde Bruckman's Final Repose, or Jose Chung's From Outer Space, or Fluke Man. But then you had like the single serving episodes, Monster of the Week episodes, like Home, or you know, the more comedy ones with the Lone Gunman, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. But what's the third? But you have the third, fourth kind, which is like the overall story arc with the smoking man and all that stuff, right?
That's, they call that mythology.
Like, oh, okay, the that's your mythology. Got it. I thought you meant like, oh, today they think they found Zeus or his bones.
Oh, yeah, no. Not that kind of, not literally mythology, but like the mythology episodes.
That makes sense.
Now, and there was a balance of about 60% monster of the week,
yeah,
30% mythology,
mm-hmm,
and 10% humor.
Okay. I'd say that's about right. That feels right to me.
And
compared to, yeah, that's what I remember is about that percentage, about that.
With breakdown. With the current six episode set, it feels like it's flipped that percentage, that ratio around. So it's like one of the six episodes is like a mythology episode.
Yeah.
Three of them so far have felt like, have injected a lot of comedy and humor into it.
Especially three, I would agree.
Especially three. Three being the pinnacle. A little bit with four, and even more, a little more with five, too.
I laughed my head off in three.
Well, three was great.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing with, yeah, that.
It was amazing.
The cell phone shop and the,
oh my gosh,
Night Stalker outfit.
He's so great, dude. He is great. He needs to be in more stuff. That's the only thing I know about any of this for sure, is that there's not near enough John, or what's his name, Rhys Davies.
Rhys Davies. And holy cow, Gillian Anderson getting a little on the...
well, the little risque side there.
Risque side, which I didn't expect I'd ever see on this show.
I'll bet Murray really enjoyed it.
I bet he really did, yes. So we'll see. I mean, if Chris Carter is doing it in that kind of ratio, it's an interesting flip to have it have a little bit more humor than it seemed like it ever did in that ratio in the original nine seasons.
Mm. And have the, you don't have to spoil this, I guess, but have the lone gunmen shown up again? Are they in this?
They have shown up, yes.
I haven't seen them yet. Okay. So four, I guess.
There's a little bit of an appearance.
Not a huge one.
Not a huge one.
Aren't they all like 1,000 years old, those guys? They're all pretty old, right?
Well, one guy still looks like way old Garth.
Okay, good then. Yeah. Good, that'll feel familiar and comfortable to me.
Right. And that'll be episode five. You have that to look forward to. Yeah, get caught up, because I really do want to talk to you about something they did in episode five. And I'll bet without me even asking you,
mm-hmm,
you'll know what I'm gonna say.
Okay, I'm in. I want to know. And that's interesting. I want to believe, and I want to know. But I really like that third episode. I really liked it so far, and I'm feeling really nostalgic for it not to go anywhere. And I don't know what those two are. I mean, those two have, you know, I know she's got kids and a family, and he's busy not working on Californication. So just come on, make six of these a year even.
There's no more Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah.
There's
none of that. He's got that
behind him as well.
It's all gone. All you got to do is come together for six episodes every 10 months.
No more transvestite in, Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
He's done with that.
Don't
That's behind
that.
Him as well.
Yep. He doesn't do any more of those. What was the, that is the Red Shoe Diaries. It was a lot like, it was basically like the Crypt Keeper, except it was
soft. Exactly. It's here's our softcore porn of the week.
What happened to shows like that? They don't exist anymore.
No anthology shows? No. Well, we talked about this on FilmSack, how much we missed like Amazing Stories and.
Yeah.
Tales from the Dark Side and Tales from the Crypt and stuff like
they
that.
They were great, specifically I want the kind to come back where it's like, here's a dirty one. Like, like HBO sure makes still, one or whatever.
They might still have that. I have no idea.
Okay. Because that was a Cinemax thing,
no one
right?
wants to be the first one in the chat room to say, oh yeah, they still have that. It's called this. It's on this at this time of day.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, Duchovny's whole career is a sex sandwich, because you basically start with that Red Shoe Diaries thing. Then you got X-Files, you know?
That's what his resume looks like.
Right. And X-Files right in the middle.
The top of his resume is all sticky, and the bottom of his resume is all sticky, and he has X-Files smack dab in the middle of it.
Where he wants to believe. and they both look great. And
he's the only one with a demo reel that's a Red Band trailer.
And do you do this? I get Gillian Anderson occasionally mixed up with what's-her-name from Titanic. I think I can't think of her name all of a sudden.
Kate Winslet.
For some reason, those two always cross the stream for me. And I know they're different, and I know when I see one, I know what I'm looking at, but I'm always reminded of the other one when I see one of them. And it doesn't matter which one.
I've never connected those two.
Drives me crazy. Like, her Titanic days were basically season one Gillian Anderson. And nowadays...
Oh, no, their horrible haircut in season one with Gillian Anderson's horrible...
That was pretty bad.
Horrible, yeah.
It's nice to see Duchovny has carried the exact same haircut through the entire thing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Including right now. Anyway, it was a great band meeting. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait for four. So that'll be great.
Yes. Try to watch him soon so we can talk about him soon.
Okay.
I'm excited to talk to you about Five and my theory.
I'm on it. Well, that's quiet. That's the wrong file to play. Get out of there. Get out of there.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's time for the news brought to you by...
Brought to you by the segment that everybody finds that Scott uses as a food diary, a handful of sugar cereal.
Yeah, it was really good. And that's
I do like how you use the, when you don't have something, it becomes your food diary.
Yeah, especially on PM edition, because we usually don't, but it's a nice place to talk about the terrible things I eat.
I had a pull and peel licorice.
Oh.
Licorice is non-fat.
Yeah, it's okay. So the real stuff.
Twizzler.
Yeah, the real stuff's non-fat.
Well, a Twizzler, people. A
Well,
Twizzler.
Hold on. Is a Twizzler non-fat, or is that sugar immediately convert into fat the minute you eat it?
Well, that's probably how it goes, right?
I don't want to
cast not overanalyze
shade.
It.
Yeah, I don't want to cast shade on your tradition of eating
a
Twizzler.
It's not good for me or anything, but no. Last night I was totally in the mood for Twizzlers.
That sounds all right. Sounds good right now, actually. Mm-hmm. I could go for a Twizzler. I used to love those. One time I overdid it, though. Oh, this is a big shock to you, I know. But when I was like 15, 16, I ate a whole bag of the strawberry ones.
Uh-huh.
And I...
Did you poop red and twisted?
I puked for the whole next day or something. Yeah, it was bad. It was like eating rubber. It's like eating a big pound of rubber.
Right, yeah.
It's not good.
Anything in that much...
Yeah. It's not good for you.
Right.
Pope Francis in the news.
Pope Francis.
He says that Donald Trump is not a Christian. Ooh, the shots fired.
Wow.
Yeah. Pope Francis wasn't willing to advise Catholics on whether to vote for Donald Trump, but on the subject of his religious life, the pontiff suggested Trump is not Christian. Is not a Christian. He said in his non-Italian accent.
Right.
He did say if some of the things he said on immigration are true. Quote, he's in Mexico, by the way, right now. He's on a tour. He says, the Pope, not Trump. Trump ain't going to Mexico anytime soon. A person who thinks about building walls, whatever they may be, and not a building of a bridges, is not a Christian. This is not the gospel, Francis told reporters traveling with him back to the Vatican at the conclusion of the trip from Cuba to Mexico. Cuba is how some would say it.
Cuba. If you're Cuba Gooding Jr., that's how you say it.
I hear he is outstanding in that O.J. Simpson thing that's on FX right now. I really want to see that, yeah. I've been meaning to like watch that, and I haven't.
Excited to see David Schwimmer and
John
Travolta is.
Somebody said it's the best work Travolta's done.
Really?
Yeah, I'm shocked by everything I hear about that thing.
Yeah,
so,
no kidding. It looks like it looks like it'd just be movie of the week kind of garbage.
Yeah,
I hate to say,
but it does. But I think part of it's colored by the actual garbage that it's covering. You know what I mean? Like the actual garbage that was the OJ trial.
Yeah, I remember how we heard nothing but that. I mean, obviously, celebrity accused of a murder.
Sure. But everything I hear is that they're transcending that. So I want to watch it. Anyway, just before the Pope's comments were made public, Trump had some nice things to say about him, even regarding his position on immigration. I heard the Pope and I respect the Pope and I love the Pope in many ways. Guys, we can't do 4 years of that, okay? We can't.
No.
We can't have that
Pope is
kind
pretty
of...
low energy, not a fan.
Shit. The way he talks, we can't do it. We can't have 4 to 8 years of that. Please. Anyway, he says, I heard the Pope. I respect the Pope. I love the Pope in many ways. Well, tell us how many ways. Are there more than one way?
Let me count the ways.
I love what he stands for, and I like his attitude. He's very independent, and he's very different, he said in an interview with SiriusXM and Bret Hart News Daily. Bret Bart. Sorry. I was going to say the wrestler has a thing. I thought Bret Hart died. Didn't he die? No, it doesn't matter. It's a whole different story.
I don't know.
He says, because you and I are big wrestling fans. We should know that. But we really aren't. I don't know.
You know way more about it. You can name more than three wrestlers.
I can name. Okay, here you go. Bret Hart, The Undertaker. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Andre the Giant.
Okay.
Who's the brother? Hulk Hogan.
Jesse Ventura, Hulk Hogan,
The Sheik.
Oh, my God. Can I name more wrestlers than you?
You probably can. I wasn't really.
John Cena.
All right. The Rock. Got it. We're up to 9.
Joey Image. I didn't have to dip into that well, but I'm good.
No, but he'll love that. Anyway, he went to say, what did he say? I really respect the fact that he sees both sides, and I know a lot of people are inflexible. They won't change. Oh, really? You know a lot of people like that, do you? There, Donald Trump? Immediately after the Pope's comments were made public, however, that changed. So here we go. This is why I want you guys to pay attention to, is the way Trump, I wouldn't call it a flip-flop, just the way he's a little bit personality. He goes,
yeah.
For a religious leader to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian. As a president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened, unlike what is happening now with our current president, Trump said in a statement. No leader, especially religious leader, should have the right to question another man's religion or faith. No leader, specifically a religious leader, should have the right to question another man's religion or faith. If there's one person on this planet
who's allowed
or thinks they're allowed at the very least, it's right. That guy.
Yeah.
Whatever, Trump, dude. You're talking all smiles and giggles until he says something poopy about you, and then you're all a dick. I can't take it. I can't freaking take it. And we can't have a guy that talks like that for 4 years, that just says words like, I love him, he's great, low energy. Like, we can't do that.
Right.
That's not a statesman.
No.
That's a bunch of sound bites.
And I love how it always, you know, it always is a, let's see if I can deflect these bullets into the current administration.
Yep.
When somebody accuses me of something, oh, you don't mean me, you mean him.
The show, The Morning Stream, and Brian Abbott and Scott Johnson would like to formally invite John Huntsman, Mitt Romney, or any other sane Republican to join the race so that we have something we can actually compare to. Okay.
Please. Yeah.
That'd be great. How about this? I'm not just saying that because they're both Utah guys. Okay. Not. Mm-hmm. I like Huntsman a lot, regardless of where he's from. Where was I? Oh, yeah. There's a petition to have Deadpool host the Saturday Night Live show, and we're not talking about having
Ryan Reynolds
do it. We're talking about his alter ego,
right?
The Deadpool. He doesn't go by the Deadpool, does he?
The Deadpool, yeah. Sure.
Hero and visionary Andrew Steig, I don't know who that is, has created a change.org petition calling for Saturday Night Live to have a Marvel anti-hero Deadpool host the late night comedy show. The hilariously funny and seriously twisted character has clearly struck a chord with audiences. In the petition, which has already garnered over 25,000 signatures, I don't think that's probably enough yet.
Mm-mm.
He says, how would this not be hilarious? Having Deadpool in sketches, breaking the fourth wall, and inserting some of his brand of humor, obviously toned down a bit for network television. I'll tell you how funny. Not as funny as you think.
Right, exactly. Thank you for.
That's how funny.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. I think have Ryan Reynolds on there.
Do a Deadpool joke or something.
A couple sketches and just at least a sketch, and then maybe an appearance on Update.
Yeah.
But I think what sounds funny initially, if you really thought about it, would not be very funny at all.
Yeah, that's an hour and a half.
Right.
And they're already bad toward the end. The back.
You're going to have Deadpool appear on What Up With That? What Up With That?
Like, I can see one very funny sketch where he's in the costume and everyone else in the sketch breaks the fourth wall before he gets a chance to or something. Mm-hmm. There's right. some comedy there. There's some humor there. Trying to
there
push
you
go. That
That's
all the
how
way
they
through.
Can do it. Yeah. Perfect.
This is, so to answer his question once again, how would this not be hilarious? It will be 85% less hilarious. Okay, I'm going to get real specific with my numbers like everyone else seems to be today.
It's very good. Just like Kanye did.
I'm exactly.
50% more legendary
than I was 5 minutes ago. Have you seen that family photo of them floating around? That's like all the Kardashians, all the, what's the other half? The
Jenners.
And then him down in the middle there. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. It looks like the Munsters or something. It's great. It's just ridiculous. Like, it is the least, you know, and again, not casting shade or throwing any judgment their way. They can be whatever kind of family they want to be, but it is like the antithesis of what you would picture as a family.
What, is this the one where they're all in a golf course?
No, they're all at some party hanging around in like a hallway, and they're all grouped up for a photo, and everyone's wearing furs and fancy stuff, except for Kanye, who's wearing sweats and a bad pair of pants.
No,
you gotta
please.
See it. You gotta see
really?
It. I tweeted it earlier today, so with the worst case, you can find it that way. But it's pretty
that's
funny,
fantastic.
And it's like the Munsters. Oh no, that's the Addams Family. Whatever, same thing.
Right. Wasn't, oh, I need to find this.
Wasn't Munsters just Pepsi to Addams Family Coke anyway? Isn't that the same?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Same show, really.
Well, one family was just creepy. The other one was actually specifically made up of monsters.
Oh, that's right. There was a, yeah, he was Frankenstein's monster, right. Basically. Fred Will or Fred Thompson, Fred.
Gwynn.
Gwynn.
Yep. Fred Gwynn.
Fred Thompson.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Where's Eddie? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Chewbacca in the news again.
Okay.
That's my best Chewbacca.
Yeah, that was really good.
I can't do it. You do it. So you do the... You like
to
put the...
You got to roll a little bit.
You do the Via Alegre version of Chewbacca. I just go... Anyway, Chewbacca actor. You know him. He's your... What's his
Peter
name?
Mayhew.
Peter Mayhew, thank you.
Stepped on me and Nicole at Dragon Con a few years ago.
He waved at my daughter at Salt Lake Comic Con.
That's way better than stepping on somebody.
I agree. Did he have his big cane out and all that?
Yep.
Yeah, he has to now, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that guy
He's either in a, not really, a, I guess he's in a wheelchair. He doesn't do the rascal thing like Jaws did.
No, that was cool.
Were you there when, yeah, were you there when we saw Jaws at the Star Trek convention?
Yeah, Vegas, yeah.
Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, and he was wheeling around in that thing, and we were feeling so bad for him because he was by himself at that little table and nobody was in line to do anything. It made me feel bad, and he died like 6 months later or something.
Yeah.
And then that was the same trip where Krusty Space Hands Q shook my hand, but then wouldn't let me buy a photo for a dollar less than it cost.
Well, right. And I think he wanted like, it was change that he wanted that you didn't even have or something, right?
Yeah,
like,
he wanted four. It was 40 and I had 39, I think, or 29. And it's something like that, but it was like a dollar off.
Right.
And I said, oh, shoot, I have no change. And I have exactly 29 or whatever it was. And he's like, okay, well. Can't help you. Like, well, shit.
You're the one that Pete's saying,
yeah,
really?
You made that plane crash in season 4 of freaking Breaking Bad, or 3, whatever it was. Chewbacca, anyway, he says this. He says, he's doing this thing where he's tweeting every page of every script from the original Star Wars movie.
That's so cool.
And is also hinting at some epic news.
And there's no NDA or anything like that, right? He's not going to get in trouble for this?
No NDA that we know of. He's like, well, as far as I know, I mean, it's the original script, so maybe nobody cares at this point.
Right.
Because we're talking about Star Wars Episode 4. But he said this, starting today, I'll post a few pages from my original Star Wars script each day leading up to a big announcement. Okay, let's pick the announcement. If it's another Kashyyyk-based Christmas special, we're all in trouble.
yeah, I don't think that's it. I don't...
What do you think? You think a Chewbacca-focused movie, the Han Solo announcement movie thing, and he's in it? Not him, but
he's
Chewbacca?
He's definitely going to be in the young Han Solo movie.
Yeah, Chewbacca himself will be in it, yes. Whether he's the guy
whether
or not.
Whether it's Peter Mayhew, yeah. It's going to be young Chewbacca.
The new guy's good. The guy that they
dreadlocks.
Have, yeah, the guy
the
who ran.
Knit cap.
The guy who had to run in the new one, he's good. He fooled me. He looked like Chewbacca as much as anybody else.
What else could be the announcement?
His name. That guy's name. He's got a name.
He's going to announce that he's going to be doing voices for the Lego Star Wars TV show. I mean, there's so many things that have already been announced.
Yeah. But who would he do voices for, though?
Lego Chewbacca?
Yeah, but Chewbacca, he doesn't do the voice of
Chewbacca. True. He doesn't. Yeah.
I hope not.
No. Yeah, it's not.
Hey, Mayhew, kick it up a notch. You're starting to sound like shit. I don't know. I don't have
That's
any
a really
idea.
Good point. Yeah, he doesn't really do the voice of Chewbacca.
It does have to be Chewbacca focused, else why would he care about this? You know?
Right.
Uh-huh. He wouldn't do this for, I don't know, Luke only or something. I don't know. We'll see. Another battle for Endor. Let's do it.
Oh, geez. Well, it's better than the Christmas special.
Barely, though. Barely. Mm-hmm. Just barely. That thing is just eked it out. Finally, 17th century horror film The Witch, which opens this weekend. Weekend. I don't know why I said weekend. says it will creep you out much longer after the credits roll. A grim, uneasy sense of doom pervades The Witch, writer-director Robert Eggers' audacious and assured feature debut. I don't know what he means by assured, meaning he was confident.
They just know it's going to be a hit.
They just know. All right.
They just know.
He says it's an avatar of a subgenre that might be called colonial gothic. This chillingly atmospheric story of Calvinist zealotry and creepy hysteria joins the ranks of such landmark horror films as The Omen, Rosemary's Baby, and The Exorcist. The Ex or the Cyst.
We saw a preview for this before The Revenant or Brooklyn or something. And Tina and I both looked at each other and said, oh my God, that looks so freaking creepy.
Yeah, there's something also about the color of the film I don't like.
Yes, right. It's like very muted.
Gray, blue thing. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's like if black and white and James Cameron had a baby. That's the color you got.
Very, very expensive baby.
Anyway, it's reviewing well and expected to do well. I don't know. I mean, do kids like the horror movies are often the domain of teenagers, right?
Right.
So do they give a shit about
the new audience?
Colonial witch movie? Well,
Jackalope in the chat room, whom we met at Nerdtacular.
Yeah.
She's going to see it tomorrow, and she can report back on Monday if we want.
Okay. I'm looking here at the reviews. A very healthy 86%. That's good. Yeah, let us know back. I'm very curious about that.
Yeah.
What else is opening? Embrace of the Serpent. Ugh. What do we got there? Well, it's a documentary.
Mm. About snake huggers.
So, yeah, snake huggers, damn hippies. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I believe we'll have Garrett here with some esports updates, as well as your questions from Twitter. And we're going to do it with a little... And this sandwich has a little piece of meat in it, too, and it's a song. What do you got there?
It does. Emma wrote in and said, February 18th is the... let's try that one more time. February 18th is the 17th anniversary of my 21st birthday. Do the math. And I'd love it if you would play a song for me. I have the day off for my birthday, so I'll be relaxing for most of the day. So to get me in a relaxed mood, I think the song Easy, covered by Faith No More, would be perfect. If that's not possible, maybe you can play a cover by an Australian band. Love the show, though. Emma.
Nice.
You were hovering your finger, weren't you?
I was, and I'm thinking, yeah. Australian, what? Okay. And then I relaxed.
That one's not a... clip.
Then I let loose and now I got to go change my pants. Go ahead.
So I know we played some Faith No More earlier this week. We're going to play another Faith No More track just to show you how much range Patton has, because the dude's got a lot of range. This is their cover of the Commodores song Easy. You can find it on a bunch of different places, like Their Greatest Hits has it. Their Loaded album from 1993, an import version, has it. It's the Commodores / Lionel Richie's Easy, covered by Faith No More.
Turn the lights on, baby. This one's for the ladies in the house. No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Why I'm easy.
That's really great, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Australian?
Faith No More?
Yeah.
No, I didn't think so. I thought they were from...
You're American, right?
These United States. Let me tell you.
Are they still around doing things?
No. They broke up. Yeah, they're from San Francisco. They broke up in 1998. Fate.
That's also 1990 Fate. Wow. That's, I don't know why I didn't expect that to sound so good. That sounded amazing to me.
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
They're great. They're, and like you said, I mean, Mike Patton's got so much range in his voice. He can go from doing the stuff like Epic and We Care a Lot to stuff like that. And
it's impressive, man.
Super talented.
I'm kind of blown away by it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's get this show on the road here. What do we got?
Right.
We might have a little Garrett Wines Earl today, I'm hoping.
Woo!
Ringing him like it's like we're dinging him.
We're ringing him like it's a Thursday afternoon.
That's right. Like it's Sunday morning. I don't remember that song very well as a kid as a thing that would play, but I guess it was a popular song, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very popular. Wow. I'm surprised you don't.
I kind of remember it.
Yeah.
Maybe I thought it was a Lionel Richie on his own deal.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been it.
Sure.
But my memory is shaky, to say the least. Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. One Garrett Weinzerl with esports stuff to do. Garrett, what's going on?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I like your photo. It has a big heart on your chest.
Skype. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that's old.
It is old. Isn't this like some...
Your hair's all one color.
My hair's one color now.
You look like 16 or 17 or something in that.
I was, 24, 25 in that photo, I think.
Such a child. Such a young man.
Yeah, that was my buddy's wedding. They had these awesome little... They built their own screen printer and made their own little heart flags.
That's adorable. It truly is. Well, maybe
it's fun having artists as friends.
I completely agree. Garrett, what's going on today? What's happening in the world of esports?
Oh, it's, you know, nothing groundbreaking. You know, we're not getting another TV channel, you know, grabbing up anything. Yeah. But I know you were a big fan of Heroes of the Dorm last year, and that we heard that is now coming back to ESPN2 this year. And in fact, most of it will be shown on ESPN3 as well. Whereas last year, all of the rounds leading up to the semifinals were solely online. So now you'll be able to catch the majority of Heroes of the Dorm on ESPN.
It must have gone okay for them to make this deal again with
Blizzard. I mean, last year the statistics, they weren't insane. Like, there were nothing. No one was like, oh my God, esports have broken television.
Yeah.
But they were fine. They were good. And honestly, what is ESPN2 going to show again? Like another 30x30 documentary for the fourth time?
I mean, look, I really like those, but damn if they don't show those a lot on their channel. Like,
right. And I remember last year looking up the ratings and trying to paint a picture for myself. So I looked at the Saturday the week before and the Saturday the week after and what exactly they were showing. And I'm not joking. It was repeats of 30x30, 30x30 documentaries. So I was like, well, all right. Yeah, I don't think they're... It's not like they're taken away from something that would have been new and unique on that particular Saturday evening.
Yeah, good point. I guess if you're a student and are barely getting your grades up anyway because you're playing too much Heroes of the Storm, I suppose. That's the other thing that surprises me about this particular competition. It's all about paying for or giving them all scholarships for the rest of their educational career.
Right.
But dude, these guys are too good at this game to not, there's no way they're keeping up their freaking class studies. Crap.
Right. They're playing, they're probably not even going to classes.
Not at the level they're playing. Like, I'm convinced that they're spending too much time in Heroes and not enough time hitting the books.
Well, that'll be the picture I'll have to paint for myself this year. I'm going to go down to all the colleges. I'm going to find these people and I want to be like, I want to see your grades. I want your transcripts.
Nice. Are they doing this? Where was it last year they held the actual event, the physical event? Was that in Vegas? Where was this?
I think I don't remember. I think it may have been in Vegas, or it may have been at a studio in Burbank. I honestly can't remember. I'm pretty sure it was in Vegas.
Yeah, because I know they did some other stuff, like, I don't know what you'd call that other stuff they did with, like, Michelle Morrow and all those people that were, like, in some sort of studio space,
right.
Probably the Burbank studio.
Right, yeah, they had some folks from the Nerdist.
This thing, if I recall it right, felt like an actual arena event. type
right.
thing.
They had a massive studio space. So it's definitely not the same studio that they use for like the Hearthstone semifinals in Burbank.
Yeah. Is this something you'd go to if it happened in Vegas or somewhere? Something you'd want to make a trip for?
Definitely. Yeah. Last year, you know, just couldn't swing it, but man, I'm full-time Mr. Podcaster now. I gotta find a reason to get out there.
Mr. P, we're calling you. Mr. P. So, all right, I got a connection, but not exactly to do with Heroes.
Certainly.
We've been playing a lot of, except Brian, we've been playing a lot of Overwatch. Okay.
Can we just go play it right now? Can you end the show at this moment?
That's really all I want to do all the time, honestly. Okay. Speaking of being distracted from the things I'm supposed to be doing, that game's really, really great. And I'm convinced now more than ever, more than I was even in the early part of this alpha/beta before they closed it down for a while and then brought it back, that this is destined to be a competitive e-sportable game. Are you any more or less convinced now that you've had some additional time in it? We've had a better look at the, you know, some of the features that involve spectating and that sort of thing. And like, where do you think we're at with this game?
Oh, I think it'll absolutely be an e-sport.
Yeah.
There's really nothing like it. You can draw a parallel to Team Fortress 2 if you really want to, but it stands, I think, on its own. If you remove Torbjorn, I don't think you could draw very much of a TF2 parallel otherwise.
Yeah, there's a guy that makes a turret and hammers on it in both games. So if that's your connection.
They call him Schmengineer.
And I'm sure as I'm saying that, people right now, so there are some people listening going, yeah, remove Torbjorn. That sounds wonderful. Yeah. I hate that turret.
He's kind of being a pooper right lately, but he'll get nerfed.
Bastion and Torbjorn are getting a lot of hate right now, and I think they do need to be tweaked, but it sounds like they are going to be.
And I'm starting to see some good counters, though. Like usual in a game, people will complain, and then suddenly teams will like figure out some pretty sweet counter moves.
But we can tie that into the esports conversation, because is it as entertaining? Do you want to watch a team that's basically a five stack Winston with one healer just so they can go hog wild and destroy all the turrets?
I'm not sure
I want to watch that.
Well, okay, I do occasionally. Okay, so let's say it's a tournament where it's best of five or something, and you got two teams going head to head and they're big time rivals. If one of the times they decide to go in and go crazy with five Winstons and one healer or something. Mm-hmm. That's interesting from a kind of one-off, they're throwing a wrench into things, they're throwing the other team potentially for a loop, or does this team have an answer for that? Will that be shut down immediately? Like, there's chances for some interesting play there, but I'm with you that I don't want, like, especially in a competitive scene, I don't want every match to be everybody turtles up with turrets and everybody has to try to figure out how to get around turrets. Like, that is not fun for me to watch.
Right. And clearly they're going to tweak it. And the meta game, you know, there will be a meta game that evolves and shifts with this game, as does any game that is played, you know, professionally.
Sure.
So I think it's going to be fine. And clearly it's something that Blizzard wants to be an esport. When Hearthstone came out, we didn't have a spectator mode, and we were all sitting here going, where the hell is it? Why isn't this in the game?
Yeah.
Because tournaments were popping up right and left.
Yeah.
But Overwatch, before the beta even went down the first time, when it was the most feature light game ever.
Yeah.
All you could do was play against each other. There was still a custom game mode and there was still an observer mode in there.
Yeah.
So clearly they want people to be able to observe and get, you know, get the right angle and actually see what's happening. I think that it's very much poised to be an esport.
Yeah. I'd be shocked if they didn't really push it. And I guess the proof for me is that if you can make Counter-Strike a huge esport and a draw like it is, there's absolutely no reason this game couldn't be. Feature-wise, it's capable. Competition-wise, it's more than capable. Like, it's just, I think we just may finally see shooters break into the more esports mainstream. Will it compete with those League of Legends numbers and stuff? Maybe not quite yet, but I think it'll be better than it's ever been. It'll be better than it was back in the day when, what was the guy that played Unreal all the time? Fatality was like he was like the first real esports celebrity. And nobody was watching that shit. It was like five people watching him shoot stuff in Quake and in Unreal. But it's nice to see that come back. And I feel more now than ever that game can do it. I'm so excited.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Shooters have been esports for a while now. There's a whole other conversation to be had there, whether they're as watchable as some of the more isometric games. But I think it's personal preference.
Yeah. If football was nothing but a first-person view out of a helmet, I don't think it'd be as popular as a spectator sport. And that's been the fight, you know.
They should get on that just to cut that in
to the overall presentation, because that sounds like you get some pretty pretty impressive.
Well, didn't they, Brian? Didn't they do this a couple years ago where, like, I don't know, certain Super Bowl games, they'd have a camera mounted inside somebody's helmet for a couple of quick shots of the helmet cams for, like, tackles and.
I don't remember the camera, because it seems like that would interfere with play, and, you know, if they lost, they could say, well, it was because of the hammer, the camera in my helmet. But they've had microphones in the helmets for a long time. So
because they mic up the quarterback or whatever, so you can hear him, you know, yelling, Omaha, Omaha.
Right.
Or in Steve Young's case, hear him swear like a sailor on national television. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He lost it once. And I can't remember what the deal was. It was San Francisco playing somebody in the Super Bowl. And he was so pissed that he just went effety, effety up and down the side of that. Of that 50-yard line, and the whole thing didn't get bleeped, and it ended up on, you know, NBC or whatever. And
wow.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have heard Patriots Tom Brady, his helmet microphone when the Broncos kicked their ass a couple of weeks before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would have been all right.
I would like to hear that, yeah.
I'd like to have a camera and a microphone on Tom Brady all the time so I can hear him whine about everything. That's right, Patriots fan, take that.
I only want to hear it when he's losing. I only want to hear it when he's losing.
There you go.
Right.
Well, Garrett, it's a wonderful world we live in, and I can't wait to play more of that damn game, and things are heating up for esports, and it's going to be a good year, 2016, for this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's hook up again soon on this show, a couple of weeks. Until then, you have a great time. Tell people where they can find you. Where can they find more Garrett?
Every show I do can be found on amove.tv. Head on over to amove.tv. Have a good one, folks.
Thanks, man. See you later.
See ya. Thanks, Garrett.
Bye. I have a theory.
What's your theory?
Garrett might have been in his underwear and forgot he was on the show. And never sent his video as a result.
Well, he did say he's full-time podcaster man now, so.
That means underwear all the time.
That was the first thing I did when I went pro.
Why do you think our cameras only go to, like, our chest and below?
That's right.
Or above?
You can't see what's down there.
Yep. My wiener's not out. No, sir, it's not.
No way, no.
Twitter questions. These come to us at AskTMS on Twitter. That's the hashtag on Twitter. I'm going to pull this up here. This is your chance to ask us questions, and I like to do this a lot. This is always fun to hear what you guys are thinking and what you're asking.
Totally.
Here, we'll just start at the top with Peter Fisher, who says this. He's actually giving some information. Mike Morris was the vocalist on Faith No More. We Care a Lot. Mike Patton joined the Real Thing album. So I guess that was
okay.
I didn't know that.
So two different lead singers for those.
So who was the one that sang the...
You want it all, but you can't have it. That's Mike Patton.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the guy that just sang today?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy to me. Are you guys, says Michael Meaner... Meaner. He says, are you guys reading any decent comics currently? I just finished Cable and Deadpool and looking for the next series I should read. I'm actually behind on my comic reading.
I'm way behind. Yeah, I've got the app, and I've gotten about 3 issues into the whole the Secret Wars crossover, the big event from last year that I've been waiting until there have been more comics available, and I haven't had a chance to read them.
There's a lot going on. My attention has been elsewhere, but I will always parentally recommend people read Gotham Central. It's got nothing to do with the TV show Gotham.
Right.
It is one of my favorite comic books of all time, and if you like that world, but you want to see it from the perspective of everyone besides Batman, it's a fantastic read, and I always go back to that. I love that series. So good. Let's see here. How about this one? In your words... Oh, I didn't try one yet, but you did. Ninja Steve says, in your words, what does a quesalupa taste like? Please phrase your answer in the form of a question. How can that be?
It's like Jeopardy here.
Yeah. How would you do that, though, as a question? You can't.
Could it taste more like a donkey's ass? No, I'm kidding. It's a, you know, it's not bad. I mean, it's cheese. It's basically a regular chalupa, the kind of bready, doughy shell instead of the tortilla shell and the same stuff they put in the middle of it. I did Taco Bell yesterday, and I'm very proud to say that, it sounds like I'm going to do a rhyme. It sounds like I'm rapping.
Yeah.
I did Taco Bell yesterday. Proud to say, that I, substituted everything with chicken instead of beef and did Fresco, which takes out the cheese and sour cream.
Mm-hmm.
And, according to my fitness pal, my food diary in there, my meal was only like about 480 calories.
That's really low.
And I had a burrito supreme and a taco supreme.
That's crazy how much the cheese adds to that.
Yeah. Oh, cheese, sour cream. I had, you can substitute black beans instead of the pinto.
Mm-hmm. Are black beans less carby or something?
They're better for you. It's not necessarily a carb thing. It's a, what is this? Like antioxidants or something. There's something better about black beans.
Darker the food, the better it is for you. Naturally dark. That's what they say.
Huh.
That's the word.
Wow. Kim, well,
that's Kim's always,
you can't get much darker than black beans.
That's why Kim's always getting us really dark purple fruit or red fruits or stuff like that. Cause she's got it correctly or not in her head that.
Wait, cauliflower is super good for you too.
It is. But if you, it's not chock full of antioxidants. Like the sign of antioxidants is like a very red or a very purple or a very dark food. But we're talking like fruits. I don't know about like beans.
Right.
Beans are different.
Right.
So I could be wrong on that. What else? What are we doing here? Oh. Would you buy a keyboard with no scroll lock? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That is the weirdest thing.
I think I'm using one.
I'm using one too. I'm using this one right here, and I defy you to find a scroll lock button on here.
Mine's the bigger, the longer one, so I have the full 10 key thing.
Yeah.
But
Bush.
Oh. Whoa.
Apparently when you press that button.
Did that?
Bush.
Oh, correct. It's tied to this button.
Bush.
I don't know how that happened.
The scroll lock button?
Bush. Yeah. Yeah.
Bush.
That's amazing. All right. It's the Bush button, the B button.
That's the Bush button. Well, you need to put the tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch there.
I do. Let's see if this other button does it.
Bush.
No, why is it just doing Bush?
Bush.
All right. I'll deal with it later. But anyway, my PC keyboard is a PC-based layout, and it is also doesn't have a scroll lock on it. I don't know what the point of them are. Anymore. Do we need them anymore?
No, I don't feel like my lock needs to be scrolled.
Is it?
Or my scroll needs to be locked.
Yeah, it's an ancient thing from like DOS days.
So right.
I don't know why those are still on any keyboards. Here's a question.
So yes, answer is yes, I would buy a keyboard without a scroll lock on it.
Yeah, if you want to get right down to it.
Yeah.
We would totally do that. All right. Choice. Here's this from Kyle Thomas. Says choice.
Okay.
Choose anyone that sings, or so here's our choice. Anyone that sings. Sorry. Anyone that sings sounds like Lane Staley. That's a weird question. Mm-hmm. Or you break a bone in your body once every year at random. So.
Okay.
So the choice is between anyone that sounds like Lane Staley.
Everybody in music sounds like Lane Staley, or you break a bone once a year somewhere in your body.
I'd go Lane Staley. No, you have to. It's a bone randomly. Anything that's made of bone is under.
Susceptible.
Yeah.
I would go the bone route.
Oh, would you really?
Yes.
Oh, I would.
Come
go
on, music for me is.
Yeah, but every year you got to sit there going, oh shit, what's it gonna be?
Which bone's it gonna be?
Oh my ocular
thing.
Yeah,
I don't have to suffer the actual
pain. You sure you do?
Yeah, I guess I do. Can I just be at the hospital ready for them to set it? Just going, okay, all right.
Yes. You can be there, and then suddenly you're.
I could even be doped up on morphine when it's about to happen.
Yeah, but your skull also made of bone could be the bone that year, and just go and go.
Still,
oh shit!
I still don't want.
Oh, I'm taking Lane Staley all the way. Not even a question. As much as I think that sounds terrible,
neither one sounds great.
No, neither one's good. But in the end, yeah, I gotta go Lane Staley.
Mm.
I can't have my bones breaking. That's awful. Sean Cox, just like saying that out loud real loud. Oh, he's the scroll lock guy. Never mind. Ignore him. All right. Paul says, what makes Darth Vader such a great villain? Can it be replicated? I think he's a thing of his time. And I don't know that it can. Well,
yeah, I think if you came out with Darth Vader in his 1977 style today.
Yeah.
It'd be laughed at.
Oh, you wouldn't even, nobody would even care.
Like, oh, you got a remote control on your chest? What are you wearing?
Yeah. I mean, they even play, I will argue that JJ played up, what's his name? Kylo Ren as a way of saying, look at him struggle to try to capture this Darth Vader thing.
Right.
And he can't do it. He can't live up to it. I don't think that's by accident. I think that's him saying, yes, as a character, he can't live up to it. But also as an archetype, we're different now. Like we're more nuanced, we're less black and white. Like I think that's on purpose. It was very smart actually the way they handled that.
Dead on.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of a good villain though lately. Like you could just point at and say, yep, good villain.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to have to do this, but Imperator Joe.
Oh, he's awesome. Shit.
I can't believe
you had to bring it up.
I can't believe I had to do that.
I can't believe it either. I feel like an idiot. You're absolutely right. Imperator Joe. Or not Imperator Joe. Immortan Joe. Immortan Joe. Right?
Immortan Joe. Yeah.
Imperator Furioso. You're thinking of. Yes. Yeah. Joe is the. He's it. He's your man. If he can't do it, no one can. Let's see. You got a couple more here. How about this one from Ask Cthulhu? Would you? Sounds like Wendy. Or this is because of Wendy. Would you rather love in Sweden? That's weird. Would you rather love in Sweden?
Live.
It says love.
Oh, and I are right next to each other. Move on. Live.
No, it says love right there.
Okay.
No, you're saying he goofed and I should know that.
Yes. I don't think it's you misreading it. I think they mistyped it.
You're saying I was misreading it. I thought I was going crazy. All right. It says, would you rather live, even though he said love, in Sweden or Mexico when you retire? Well, I'd go to Sweden, I think. Where in Mexico? I don't want to be in the Juarez Desert with a machete in my head, but I, you know.
If Playa Azul, bring it. I'm sorry. Or sorry, Swedes, but
yeah.
Give me warm temperatures.
Yeah, give me heat and sun.
A tap that that can spit out margaritas 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And beaches.
Give you worms.
Warm sand, beaches. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be, yeah, sure. There's places in Mexico where you don't feel like you're...
going to die every time you eat anything.
Right, exactly. Or anytime you know, you're in the city after.
Yeah.
And I don't even let me go to
where?
What's south of San Diego?
Tijuana.
Tijuana, yes. Oh my God.
I've been to Tijuana. I don't know how
I've
got
been
out there,
too, and it's.
It's nasty.
It's rough stuff, and I would not go there after midnight.
I wouldn't go there anymore at all now. I'm done. My time there is done. But I did walk out of there with a haggled for, and therefore very cheap, I think. Stone chessboard that was impossible to fly home. So,
oh yeah,
because I got suckered
and more expensive to ship.
Yep, got completely suckered on that deal.
Whoops.
When are you going to do a multi-city Monsters of Podcasting tour? Probably never, because that sounds awful. Next up,
sounds fantastic.
That sounds all right.
I mentioned this in passing on during Coverville, but I've actually given a lot of thought to doing a road trip this summer and hitting a few cities where there are high concentrations of tadpoolers, mm-hmm. and just doing like a meetup at a bar or restaurant or something like that. And just because I love road trips. So that's one of the things I'm going to miss about Nerdtacular this year. Obviously not the biggest things I'm going to miss about it, but
that trip. Yeah, it's fun.
The road
trip
aspect I'm going to miss. So I'm thinking about doing a little,
all those car farts. Where are they going to go?
Right, exactly. They get hop in the Covermobile and just go. And right. I can do TMS from
anywhere.
Every stop on the way. Right? Yeah.
Maybe I'll fly to Denver and we'll start it there.
Oh, there you go. Can you sit now the two of us in a car together? Now that's comedy. Exactly.
All right, how about this? Do more video games, Scott Lee says, do more video games need to incorporate advanced jiggle physics? I would argue they need to incorporate less of that. I don't need boob
jiggles.
So that's
when you fire a gun and it kind of moves up on you and
stuff?
No,
they mean like a lady boobs.
Oh, that kind of, the real jiggle physics.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Three's Company jiggle physics.
Yeah, they're a bit much in my opinion. Like play a Korean MMO and let the boobs fly, man. Jeez.
Yeah, how's, what's Tomb Raider's?
She's
level.
Not. There's no jiggle quotient. She's just awesome.
That's the way to be. That's,
she is a tough, awesome chick. See, I find her.
No one is going to go adventuring braless.
Oh yeah, well, of course you are, right?
Yeah.
Or no, you should go adventuring with like a sports bra, though, right? Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But you're going to wear a bra. You're not going to.
Oh yeah, never.
Be right.
Yeah, but I'm also way more. I am. Maybe I'm weird, but I am so much more attracted to a lady who is tough, self-confident, and not jiggle physics-y than I ever am some big buxom anime-looking idiot girl. Can't do it. I have a friend who is the opposite of me. I don't know how we get along. did you guys see
that? And that man is Randy Jordan.
Randy Jordan, who has put Catwoman back, or moved her back. How does it go?
Moved Catwoman.
I can't remember now. I'm looking. I have to play it. Here it is.
I've moved Catwoman.
Oh, he's moved her. Okay.
He's moved her.
Let's see here. Final couple questions. We got one from Philip who says, did you guys see that Better Call Saul season 2 has started? Yes, but yes. I haven't seen any of it yet.
And so. I watched it and it's great.
Was it good?
Already good.
It's a great show, dude. Mm-hmm. Vince Gilligan.
Hardwick's doing a talking Saul right afterwards.
Great.
That's his new thing now.
Talking everything.
He's at midnight, and then he just gets on TV and talks about the show he just watched.
Yeah, he's like a podcaster that, through his comedy connections, was able to say, you know what, let's just do the same damn thing on TV.
Totally, and you know what? He does it well.
He does.
I watch it, really good. I love it.
He's really good at it. Mm-hmm. Also, I will say that something was... Vince Gilligan was going to come help Chris Carter with these X-Files episodes.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot that he was involved in the X-Files.
That's
sure.
his first big, huge gig, and he said he couldn't do it because of the Saul shooting schedule, so he couldn't do it.
I'm going to be on these Better Call Saul episodes for at least the next 2 weeks.
Everything's in two-week increments with him.
I can only measure... My calendars have 24 pages in them. 26 pages in them.
What's happening?
I can't
52.
Do math either.
I can't either, yeah. Let's see. How about this one? Okay. Mike says, this is Iceworm, says, what is with the cassette tape revival? I really like to know Coverville's thoughts on this. My daughter's into it, too. I've seen this.
It's wrong.
It is wrong, isn't it?
It is wrong. So vinyl coming back is a good thing, right? I mean, the resurgence of vinyl, because there is a sound quality vinyl to vinyl that you don't get with CD. I disagree with the cassette tape revival. That is millennials saying, look at this cool retro device that my parents have. And
yeah.
and that's me not imitating your daughter.
No, I understand. I tell her the exact same freaking words. I say, yeah, you guys are just being hipsters here.
Right.
She's doing it with her typewriter, too. It's like, dude, you don't need a typewriter.
Oh, typewriter. Okay, I'd argue the typewriters are cool.
They're not, though. How are they cool? They're a pain in the butt. They don't work very well. They jam up all the time. The ink runs out. The ribbon gets all tangled.
Receiving something that's been typed.
Yeah.
Come on. Over just typed on a computer and printed out. There is something to that.
Is there, though? Is it sure. the same thing? For me and you, I mean. Like, there, she's looking at tapes the way that we're looking at typewriters.
Maybe. Okay. Like, yeah, maybe.
Like, my mom might look at a fountain pen. You know, because her parents use fountain pens. Like, it just goes back for her.
All right.
You'll allow it? All right.
See, I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Getting a letter that has, like, white out and something typed over it. Come on. That's got to be.
That's got to be. It feels like an awkward phase that we were so happy to get over, you know? Like, the technology went from, you can type things on paper to, holy shit, that sucked. Glad they're computers now. Like, I don't know. It just feels like like tapes. Tapes is like a celebration of a bad middle tech. Like a poor middle tech.
That's right. And PMZ gun, also known as TVZ gun.
Yeah.
the only good cassette tape is the copy of the Awesome Mix Volume 1 that he sent me, which is correct. It is up there in my Lost Ark. Oh, you can't see my Lost Ark from this view. Oh, bummer.
Well, hold on. Let me go full screen with you. Let's see.
No, you still won't be able to see that.
Oh, yeah. It's out of the corner there.
Just out of camera shot. But there's...
Oh, look at that.
There's the Lost Ark.
How'd you get that?
And inside the Lost Ark is...
Don't look at it, Marion. Don't look at it.
It's Awesome Mix Volume 1. Right there.
Oh, any chance I get to yell, don't look at it, Marion, is a good day for me. That's so cool, dude. I see I almost see a shadow of him and Solik moving it.
Right, yeah, holding, carrying it by the sides there.
Yeah. Did you ever see the prop for that they made the shadow with? It's all... it's all particle board and like wood. It's not, there's
really?
No real arc. Yeah.
Wow. They just cast a shadow. They're not going to make it out of gold. So
yeah, they
sense.
Just, they cast a fake shadow with a flat 2D thing that looked nothing like it.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Finally, let's try this one. Okay. All right, here we go. I like this one. Okay, Jeff, listen. Jeff Sire's always calling me on the carpet, all right? For some reason, he has got it in his head that I need to be called out a lot. So he says this is Bronco, okay? Good friend, mm-hmm. Bronco.
Yeah.
How awkward would Scott be if Maggie Gyllenhaal or Julia Roberts called him in and confronted him on his cruel, hateful comments?
That's more of a hypothetical question, not a serious Ask TMS question.
I can't answer that. I don't know how I'd How awkward would Scott be?
It would be like watching those
80% awkward.
Those Kimmel segments with the celebrities reading mean tweets.
Yeah, it'd be like that. They're used to it. And I'm not even, these aren't hurtful comments, are they? No. When I say Maggie D. Gyllenhaal looks like her brother.
Right.
Okay, maybe.
Or that Julia Roberts has a horse face. No, yeah, those aren't mean comments.
These are totally fine. Well, as Homer once said, it's fuzzy. It's funny because I don't know them.
Right.
Or it's fuzzy because I don't know them. Final question, Travis, or Trav.S says, Scott, can you give us an update or any more info on your parenting book? Yes, we're in the thick of creating it. Lots of art being done, lots of writing being done, and sooner than later, we will announce the plan. I think we're probably going to just put that thing up for sale and soon. So watch for that. Kim and I, parenting book. We've got enough buns out of the oven. We think we can do this with some authority and also make it really fun. That's the goal, is to make it fun. This will not be boring. This will not be just walls of text of,
we're going to be Dr. Spock.
No, hell no. This is going to be more like Mr. Spock is what this is. So anyway, more on that as we get closer to it. Thank you for your questions. Ask TMS on Twitter is the hashtag. Use it liberally. Big thanks to everybody who helps the show be possible, including Alpha Geek Radio. Oh my gosh. What is the, you know, that's when you say that, you're talking about the toughest of the horrible stereotypes.
Oh God. Yeah.
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 Alpha Geek. AlphaGeekRadio.com, who does our shoutcast streams and our video co-streams and all that other stuff. Big thanks to Todd over there. Scott Fletcher does our voice work. Support us at patreon.com/TMS for all your TMS needs, including this fifth show a week. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Everything else is there, including our email address, themorningstream@gmail.com, our phone number, 801-471-0462, and our Twitter accounts, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream. I think that's it. You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
Nothing to promote or pimp?
No.
Okay.
No. Come see me at Geek Bowl.
Oh, yeah, Saturday night at 7, right?
Saturday night at 7 at the Magnus Arena at the DU campus. Tickets available at geekswhodrink.com. And whether we win or not, if you show up and you email me to let me know that you're showing up, you will get a brand new Coverville t-shirt.
Beautiful. Also, a reminder that the Heroes Charity event is happening tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Go to heroescharitybrawl.com. All the details are there.
That's such a great thing.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm very excited about it. And I got to give huge props to specifically a few people. Ryan, Mick, John, and the rest for heading this thing up. They're Marianne and Professor at the end.
They certainly are, yes.
Yeah, because you guys just killed it, and I've had so little time to focus on it that they've pretty much made it so it didn't need me to focus on it, which is really great. So huge thanks to them, and it's going to be loads of fun, so come on back for that. All right, that's it. Let's get out of here. Music, please.
Certainly. Justin Giacovetti also goes by the name Trace Rec in chat room. Dear Scott and Brian, recently I looked in the mirror and decided it was time to get in shape. The first month of eating better and exercise, and I'm down 8 pounds. Good job, man.
Geez, that's great.
You guys have kept me company while on the treadmill, and I can't thank you enough. On the 19th, I turned 29. If your 28 has taught me anything, it's that you have to roll with the changes. I'd love to hear a cover of that song. If you don't have a cover of that, I trust you play some of them. Love all your shows, though. Justin Trace Rec in the chat room. P.S. While I can't eat a tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch while on my diet, is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Damn it! Fish. Shit. I was so ready for that other one. They're now they're playing with me. They're just toying.
They totally are. They're like right turning you left and right.
Here it is.
Hey, it's too early to get a fish sandwich.
I love fish.
Yeah, sorry. That part of the two things.
We got a double.
I got a lot of fish.
A double fish sandwich. Yeah. All right. I don't often play country on here, and this still straddles the bluegrass line for me. So I'm going to call it bluegrass. Right. This is a band called Lantana from a 2013 album called Unbridled. Great song, great cover of an REO Speedwagon song. The only version of this song that I have, it is Roll with the Changes.
All right. We'll see you guys Monday. Come on back.
Table.
darkest hour. Heard the thunder clapping, felt the desert burning, till you poured on me like a sweet sun shower. So if you're tired of the same old story, turn some pages, and I'll be here when you are ready to roll with the changes.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Flaky fish from Alaska?
I have a lot of fish.